Vous allez écouter une chronique enregistrée par les élèves de 6e 1 du collège Notre-Dame de Monteux, ayant pour but d'améliorer leurs compétences linguistiques en anglais.
Hello, my name is Tom. Today we will travel around the world. We will talk about English-speaking countries. We will give you a presentation about New Zealand, the USA, Ireland, Canada, South Africa, England and Australia. We hope that you will enjoy it. Good morning, class. Today we will present you our New Zealand. Nathan will talk about the beaches, Carl about the mountains, I will present you the lakes and Elliot the glacier. Thank you for listening.
I will talk about the beaches in New Zealand. First of all, we will travel to the Bay of Plenty and we will discover the Hohopi Beach and the Hauiwa Harbour. Hauiwa Harbour and Hohopi Beach are separated by a giant sandspit that supports the beach town of Hohopi, which is Hauiwa has immediate appeal for anybody who loves beaches. It's also a popular destination for those who are into birding. And the Auckland North Shore beaches. The suburbs of Auckland's North Shore have a sunny seaside flavor. From Cheltenham to Torbay, there are more tan than attractive sandy beaches for sunbathing, walking and swimming.
I will talk about the mountains. So there is the Archer Pass National Park, the highest pass over the Southern Alps. Archer Pass was historically known to Maori hunting parties as a route between east and west. And the Arawaki Mount Cook National Park is one of the highest mountains and the longest glacier. It is alpine and the purest sense white skyscraping peak glacier.
I will talk about the lakes. The Lake Rotorua. This beautiful, peaceful lake has a violent history. One of several large volcanoes in the Rotorua region, its underlying magma chamber collapsed after a massive eruption around 200,000 years ago, and also the Lake Okarika. Lake Okarika lies around 12 kilometers southeast of Rotorua. Towards the lake itself, which this small community sits beside, is fairly small at less than 10 kilometers in circumference and relatively shallow compared to some of the region's other lakes.
I will talk about the glaciers. There is the Fox and Franz Joseph glaciers. The Fox and Franz Joseph glaciers, some of New Zealand's largest and most visited, descend down from the Southern Alps and flow almost to sea level, seeing ancient rivers of ice descending past emerald rainforest is a scene you'll never forget. On the Clark glaciers, for a spectacular glaciers landing plan, an helicopter read from Queenstown White Glaciers Southern Lake helicopter. This 50 minutes flight will take you over Queenstown Basin, Paradise Valley on Mount Aspiring National Park.
We hope that you like our presentation. Bye!
Vous venez d'écouter une chronique enregistrée par les élèves de 6e 1 du collège Notre-Dame de Monteux, ayant pour but d'améliorer leurs compétences linguistiques en anglais.